Maybe in all the excitement of the invasion, you missed the meaning of Drover's radio transmission. But I didn't. I heard it loud and clear, and let me see if I can explain it. Okay, let's start with a well-known fact. Carrying on a normal conversation with Drover can rot your mind. In fact, there is no such thing as a normal conversation with Drover. Every conversation is totally abnormal, and sometimes it borders on chaos. The little mutt will take the thread of discussion and spin it into some kind of spider web, so that the unfortunate party on the other end begins to lose all contact with time, space, and reality. I know what I'm talking about here. I've seen it happen over and over. You start off talking about apples, and you end up with oranges or pineapples. You start off talking about horses, and before you know it, you're arguing about horseflies. That is precisely what happened to our conversation at the mailbox. When it began, we were discussing one of the most important discoveries of my entire career, the lovely Miss Sardina Bandana of Boston. Yet somehow, Drover's power to corrupt all forms of communication had led us into... This is embarrassing. I don't know how it happened. Somehow, the little goof had steered our conversation into Pete the Barn Cat. Who wants to waste time talking about Pete or his Iris Patch Resort? Not me, yet somehow it happened. Oh well, the important thing is that I got it shut down only moments before our armored columns were scheduled to roll into ranch headquarters and make hamburger out of the cat. Don't get me wrong, hamburgerizing the cat would have been fun, but totally unnecessary, for you see, I no longer cared that Kitty owned the best and most comfortable piece of real estate on the ranch. I had bigger fish to fly. Wait, hold everything. Did you notice that the subject of fish popped up again? Could this be a clue? Had Pete infected our systems with some kind of fish virus? I mean, he's a dumb little cat, but dumb in a cunning sort of way. You never want to estimate his talent for messing with the mind of a dog. Maybe it was just a coincidence. Forget about the fish. Okay, where were we? Oh yes, fish. Fish are pretty interesting little creatures, and one of the great unanswered questions in this life is, who taught them to swim? The same question applies to ducks. How is it that a duck can swim, but if a buzzard falls into a stock tank, he'll sink like a rock? An even better question is, why are we talking about fish, ducks, and buzzards? You see what Drover does to me? Fooey. The point is that the lovely Sardina Bandana was sitting in the back of a pickup, not more than 100 feet from the spot where our invasion force had come to a halt. And suddenly, new meaning and purpose rushed into my life. My eyes grew wide with wonder and mystification, and all at once my heart was beating, like a beating heart. Sardina, my beloved! You've come back to me just as I dreamed you would. Leaving Drover in charge of the troops, I went rushing down the hill to see my darling. Only I took a small detour that led to the yard fence. There I glared through the wire and raised my voice to a thunder of righteous anger. Pete, I have only one thing to say to you. The pestilence lifted his head to a haughty angle and fluttered his eyelids.
Oh, goody, you're back. It's so boring when you're gone.
Yeah? Well, try this on for size. I hope you get bed sores in your iris patch.
Ooh, that was clever.
And furthermore, take this. Right there, in plain sight for all the world to see, I stuck out my tongue at him and even crossed my eyes. Boy, you talk about blowing a cat away. I blew him into next week, left him sputtering and speechless. The dumb cat.